From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. John Kerry is in Saudi Arabia talking about Yemen. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held what he described as constructive talks Thursday with Yemen's President Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi as he visits Saudi Arabia for talks on a proposed humanitarian pause in the Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen. Mr. Hadi fled to Saudi Arabia in late March as Houthi fighters advanced from the capital Sana'a to the southern coast in an offensive that prompted Saudi warplanes to bomb the rebels. But aid groups have complained about difficulties in getting food and other need items to civilians in Yemen. Kerry said Wednesday that any pause in the air campaign must be carried out in a way that does not allow anyone to try to grab more territory or attack those who have temporarily put down their weapons.
We will be discussing the nature of a pause and how it might be implemented, but I am convinced of their desire to implement a pause. And in my conversation yesterday with another foreign minister from another country, there was an indication that others, the Houthi, might be willing to engage in a pause.
The U.S., meanwhile, has announced $68 million in new aid to help get food, water, shelter, and other assistance to Yemenis in need. Voters in Britain are choosing a new parliament for the United Kingdom Thursday in an election that is expected to produce an ambiguous result. Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservatives and Ed Miliband's Labour Party are running neck and neck, and neither looks able to win a majority of Parliament's 650 seats. If no party wins outright, it may take days or even weeks of negotiations to forge a workable government. This is VOA News. Thousands of Nepalese dressed in white offered prayers and flowers at home and in temples Thursday in a Hindu ritual marking the end of a 13-day mourning period for those killed in that country's massive earthquake. Families and friends also published condolence notices, messages with photographs of victims in local newspapers. The mourners gathered amid piles of stones, mud, bricks, and wooden beams that once formed century-old temples, palaces, and structures toppled in the April 25th quake, which killed more than 7,750 people. The central bank announced Thursday that people whose houses were damaged in the quake can obtain loans at a 2% interest rate. The average commercial loan rate in Nepal is about 10%. Officials representing the East African community have met with Burundi's political leaders, including the president, to express their concerns as the country deals with daily protests. At least 12 people have died in the protest against the president's decision to run for a third term. Mohamed Yusuf has more for VOA from Bujumbura.
Government ministers from Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda spent March of Wednesday meeting with Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, and other political leaders to express their fears over the direction the country is taking. The capital, Bujumbura, has seen protests almost every day since the president announced last month his plan to run for a third term. Demonstrators say Mr. Nkurunziza is violating a third term limit in the constitution, but Burundi's constitutional court ruled he could run because he was elected by parliament, not voters. Police killed three protesters in Bujumbura on Monday, although the police say it was the demonstrators who threw a grenade. Mohamed Yusuf of VOA News, Bujumbura.
Italy's biggest airport was set to reopen midday Thursday after being closed by a fire overnight in the international terminal. The cause of the blaze was not immediately known. It broke out after midnight in a retail area of the international terminal and was brought under control around 7 hours later. No injuries were reported. Images broadcast on Italian TV showed part of the international terminal at Fiumicino Airport engulfed in flames overnight. And by morning, the burnout facade of part of the terminal was evident from outside. Smoke was still coming from the building hours after the flames were doused. Damage to the terminal was extensive. Officials from Italy's Civil Aviation Authority are working to determine how to reroute flights to other terminals and airports. And Italian police say an operation conducted with a U.S. FBI agent has targeted a major drug trafficking ring based at a restaurant pizzeria in New York City. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.